today on Laura Lynn and Friends.
Because I'll tell you what, I'm not going to stop speaking the truth. And the people that watch, the people that I'm engaging with right at this very moment and that will see this video and who love the truth, they're not fooled. Well, this is going to be nice and cozy today as we await. We need a card that has to go into our computer in order to get back into my camera. So this is a bit unusual. I want to have the most frank, most honest gut level discussion with you today that I've probably ever had. And that's because I continue to see what's really going on. And I want to be able to talk to you about that, to share my heart with you, and also to let you know how I'm going to get through this. And maybe that will give you some hope on how you can get through it, because I think we're going to have to survive something coming up here. I'd like to first go to this clip from Dr. Bonnie Henry, and she's talking about the deaths in British Columbia. Take a look.
The most tragic days we have had yet, where we've had an additional 28 people die from COVID-19, bringing the total number of people who've died in British Columbia to 587. And all but two of these people are elders and seniors who were in long-term care homes in various places across BC.
Okay, just so you can get that, because I had to listen to it several times, I just want to play this one more time. I think she's saying that there's 580 some deaths, but only two people outside of care homes. Is that what you're hearing? Take a look.
The most tragic days we have had yet, where we've had an additional 28 people die from COVID-19, bringing the total number of people who've died in British Columbia to 587. And all but two of these people are elders and seniors who were in long-term care homes in various places across BC.
She said 587 people have died. All but two of them were in long-term care facilities. Two people have died in British Columbia outside of long-term care facilities. My friend's lost his restaurant. Jobs all over the place gone. Our entire economy in Canada going into chaos and complete bankruptcy. That's what's coming. I don't know if they're trying to get, you know, all these tickets paid by everybody so they can begin to recoup the CERB that they gave everyone. I don't know. Take a look at what they're doing in Edmonton as somebody gets pulled over. I think it's four people in a vehicle and someone tweets out about this. Had a friend in Edmonton today riding in a work truck with four people, and they got stopped by the cops. They were each ticketed $1,000 for no masks and being in the same vehicle. Makes perfect sense, right?
So what we end up finding out is that we've got a government completely corrupt, and we all know this. We have CTV that reported, I think, sort of by accident, because they've now removed this. And this was as of November 15th. Just to put all of these numbers in the same space at the same time, let's roll the CTV clip.
One of the most troubling aspects of the second wave is the resurgence of COVID in long-term care homes, where the virus is finding most of its victims. Today, Quebec promised $100 million for home care and care workers' wages. Since the start of the pandemic, close to 11,000 Canadians have died, and more than 10,500 of them were seniors and staff in long-term care, with most of the fatalities in Quebec and Ontario.
The staggering thing, and the reason that I'm beginning to think that we got to sort of switch our focus a little bit, is that the problem that we're seeing is complete and utter sellout to something that is way bigger than us. It is beyond all common sense. When a nation shuts down small and medium-sized business, supports Costco, oh, I wonder why,
There's all kinds of links with, you know, Bill Gates to Costco. I put a Facebook post up about that. And somebody's still saying, unmute myself. Hopefully we're okay. It's good, right? Are you hearing me now? When they are all saying that they're going to shut everything down and we know the real numbers, that's when it's upsetting. That's when this is too much. When we have Bonnie Henry and our complicit Premier Horgan in British Columbia basically shutting down everything, and there's two people outside of long-term care facilities that have died, and I'm very sorry about that. So do not mistake my anger and my rage for not being compassionate over the death of people. I faced the death of my mother this year. I hate death. It's a horrible part of life. It really is. It's horrible when someone is not there anymore. It's horrible. What's really horrible is when you terrify the world over a virus that is not showing to have more numbers than a regular flu season. And I put up a graph that was, you know, onto my Facebook, and it had the world numbers. And basically, in some respects, in some countries, it's down this year. I'm not saying that COVID-19 is not real. I am saying when it has only taken the lives of two people outside of long-term care facilities, Dr. Bonnie Henry, under your watch, something terrible is going on, and it's not okay. It's not okay. What is happening to our province, and it's happening across the country. So I had to just take a step back and go, what is one person to do about this? What are 10 people to do about this? What are thousands even of people, thousands of you out there who watch my broadcasts, who know what I'm talking about? You comment on my Facebook and you know that this is the real deal. We have people sounding the alarm about Trudeau and the gun grab that he recently did, about what they're doing to families, what they're doing to churches, about religious persecution literally beginning. We have a lot of people sounding the alarm about that. And yet, it's like the powers that be, Dr. Bonnie Henry, la, 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 la. That is what's happening. It's absolutely terrifying when you think of it, because it's two worlds going on at the same time. One that seems to have knowledge and understanding and discernment, and the other one that is either completely oblivious or, what I really believe, complicit in a world agenda to use this time, as Trudeau has already said, to implement his global reset. And I think that's actually what this is about. We've got doctors that were reporting, if we have that that news item, where the virus is mutating. Now, once you read this, you begin going, you know, through it. Mutated form of COVID has been found in Wales, Scotland, Denmark, and Australia, and is now spreading quicker to the UK from Spain. Oh, quicker than dominant strain that was brought to the UK from Spain via summer holiday makers. So once you begin reading this entire article, you have to kind of get through it, because it sounds bad and there's a lot of fear mongering going on. You got to go down past this data, down, oh, the pictures of the virus, which is terrifying to us, you know, now. You got to get to this guy, this doctor, telling the truth about how we really ought to feel about this virus, putting your mind at ease about stuff. But is that what's front and center? No. What's front and center is the fear factor. And then he says this.
I think the average member of the public on the street shouldn't worry too much about this. Okay, I don't think it's a major issue. I think it's interesting from a virologist's point of view, looking at how the mutation changes over time, but it doesn't really affect clinical severity. It almost certainly doesn't affect the vaccine response and protection. And the enhanced transmissibility, well, to be honest, people may not notice that because the virus is already out there in the community and it may be spreading. And if anything, the virus will tend to evolve towards a less harmful virus because the virus wants to survive. It wants the host to survive. It wants the person infected to survive so it can produce more virus and spread it further. So generally, a more transmissible virus tends to be more benign.
So on the one hand, they're saying that what's happening is you have a virus that is, transmitting or mutating faster. And, serious concerns about this. But then there's the virologist who's saying, yes, but it tends to be less deadly. And since we're already seeing that most of us survive COVID-19, apparently, if you are young and healthy and have no comorbidities, you have a better chance of being hit by lightning twice than to die of COVID-19. And with this reality, shouldn't we be focusing on some of the positives? Instead, when you see Dr. Bonnie Henry putting out her news conference, sometimes she's tearful, sometimes she's like a lot of different things. And it's like, lady, you should be crying over what you're doing to our province. In light of these honest statistics, did you hear that? Are you walking out on the streets with everybody wearing their masks? Churches shut down. No Christmas. No Christmas this year. I can't see my family. We can't even go to a restaurant for fear they might show up. And apparently this is happening. The police are showing up at restaurants, at a restaurant near you, to see if you're related to each other and dining together. And did I hear that right, Dr. Bonnie Henry? The people in the care homes, they wouldn't even be out in the community that have died. They would be in the care homes. They've died. Two people in all of British Columbia have died outside of long-term care facilities. And we're not allowed to see our family or have church or have Christmas this year. Sometimes I just can't breathe. And I quite literally had to take a step back, and I wasn't sleeping too well last night. I kept watching another video and another video, and my husband's kind of like, you need to go to sleep. And I'm like, yeah, I will. Good night. Because I can't believe that the data, the facts and the people in charge are like this. They are not connecting. And I think they're kind of, either they're dumb or they're complicit in something much bigger. So the next problem, and what I want to share with you from my heart, is that there's a big divide coming. And I know you're already seeing it. How many of you have lost friends already because you do a post where you're kind of showing, hey, I think that something's weird here, and your friends now, they unfriend you, they're not talking to you? See, I don't have that problem. I only get friends who are totally understanding of this, because my friends pretty much are surrounding, we're surrounding each other in the midst of understanding what's happening with COVID-19. But a lot of you haven't paid that price yet. And I understand that it's a big awakening for you, that if you do not agree with the people that think it's selfish, if you don't shut down your life, you're selfish. A pastor actually recently said that. What's the big deal? We gotta shut down. We just, sir, for two people who've died in all of British Columbia, outside of a long-term care facility, we're shutting down churches for Christmas. We're not seeing our families. All right?
In Calgary, you've heard this, that the police are going to be going past your home on your birth date to ensure that you're not having a birthday party with extra people at your home because they don't want no celebrating happening. No Christmas, no church, no socializing. Keep your mask on, go to the store, you're like this, that's all, that's it, that's all you got. And we have some people so lacking in discernment that they think you're crazy if you think something's going on. I just want you to know you're not crazy. You're not crazy, they are. Maybe they're not crazy, all of them. They're just lacking in discernment. That is the nicest way I can say it. They have no flipping clue and they're not aware. And they're not looking into all of this stuff like many of you are. Do not stop looking into it. Look at every single thing that you find, because somewhere in there, you're going to find the truth. What makes a guy this crazy? Here's a guy. He goes to Costco. He gets, you know, we've all shopped at Costco. They've got clothes on sort of a big open area, and you dig through the t-shirts or something that you want to pick up. Well, this guy, he wasn't there to pick up a t-shirt. He had a warning. Take a look at what he does when he goes to Costco.
Don't let them do it. You know why we're under this lockdown right now? Because all the information is coming out about COVID, and they know it's a farce.
Hey, guys.
You must not do this.
I just keep going, guys.
If you continue, this is the life that you will have.
I just keep going, guys. Keep going.
Don't tell me I have the right. You know what? Governor Newsom doesn't have the right to shut us down, to make you wear a mask. That's right. Okay. All right, people, you know that's right. We've got to stand up for ourselves, because this governor is going to keep us locked down until we do something about it. And I want to know, are you going to let this happen? It's a beautiful day outside and a wonderful.
I wonder if you can just replay that quietly as I talk about it. I don't know if you can put it, you know, on no sound. So do you hear what he's saying? How desperate do you have to be to get the word out that you want to share with everyone? How desperate do you have to be that you actually go to Costco and get up on one of those things? Sometimes I think about the people who woke up on 9/11 and they went to work in the those tall, you know, World Trade Centers, one of those buildings, and they didn't know that very morning, within an hour or so, they would be making a decision on whether they were going to jump out of the building, some of them with their briefcases, to their death rather than be burned. Sooner or later, it all hits our life. Chaos kind of hit my life 3 years ago, an awakening when I understood that if I didn't speak or shut up, if I didn't speak their agenda or shut up about what I believed, that I would lose my job, that I would lose potentially my reputation, that I would lose a lot for speaking up with courage about what's going on in our nation. I didn't know that. So I went through the fire quite a while ago. And then I started fighting on other issues. And I realized again, if you do not speak the left's agenda and their words, if you do not speak that, then you get ostracized, you get called names, and that's the price. And I know some of you are paying that price right now. Some of you, family members, they don't want to talk to you anymore. I just spoke with someone this morning. Their kids think she's crazy because she's saying, look at this. Friends don't want anything to do with it. Wear your mask, shut up. And get the vaccine. It's not that bad. It's no big deal. Ha, ha, ha. Even Christian organizations, rare ones, I'd have to say, basically saying, nothing to see here. When in actual fact, what we do see happening is the beginning of, I would say it's the beginning of birth pangs. And what is that? That is basically how Jesus, in his own words, described when we kind of get to that time. The kind of time where it gets so desperate that you go to Costco and you get up on top of a desk and you start saying, I need you to listen. That if we don't wake up, they're going to shut us all down. And he doesn't know a better way to do it. You know, God love this guy. He doesn't know a better way to do it. So he goes to Costco and just starts yelling at everyone. Some of us go and we march in the freedom rallies. Some of us get on our computer and we just start putting information out there. Some of us are alarmed when Klaus Schwab is talking about we'll own nothing and we'll be happy. And we're going, yeah, on what planet is that going to happen? Some of us are worried about the wars and the rumors of war. Some of us are worried about the election and the fraud that the left will not talk about. And we wonder, is it all tied in? Because when Prime Minister Trudeau says, we're going to use this opportunity right now as an opportunity for the Great Reset, the One World Order. You say One World Order to some people, and you know what they say? Oh, that's just too much of a conspiracy for me. Really? Everyone's saying it. They're saying the words. One World Order. They're saying that. How is that us being conspiracy theorists? No. We are conspiracy outers. You know, there's stuff going on and we out that. That's what's actually happening. And so I want to play that clip from Dr. Bonnie Henry one more time. And any of you in British Columbia and any of you in Ontario understand something. Very, very few people have died outside of long-term care facilities. And let me tell you one other thing, that many of those people who were in long-term care facilities would have survived if they had ivermectin. And I hope that we can get the clip for the doctor who basically says that. But first, hear one more time for British Columbia what Dr. Bonnie Henry just said.
The most tragic days we have had yet, where we've had an additional 28 people die from COVID-19, bringing the total number of people who've died in British Columbia to 587. And all but two of these people are elders and seniors who were in long-term care homes in various places across BC.
So all I have to say is that I am going to speak the truth no matter what happens. And I'm asking you to begin to be those kind of people. And I don't know what the answer is. When you see what they're doing, is the answer really that, you know, that another freedom rally is going to work? I've had people ask me about that. I don't know, but you know what? I sure do love going to those. Maybe you just got to get out there and do something. I had a guy call me last night. He has a whole plan. And this is not a guy who's, you know, crazy. He's a well-to-do fellow. And he says, I think we got to start making a plan that we all move and that we get sort of a commune going so that we have food, so that we have our own economy with our own money, because something's going very wrong. And they're bankrupting us. It's happening underneath our noses. And no matter how loudly we yell, the powers that be are not listening. They're not listening. For all we know, we're in an echo chamber. I think that you need to do this again. Send this video to Dr. Bonnie Henry. Send this video to Premier Horgan. In every province across this land, begin to get the actual numbers of people who've died outside of a long-term care facility in your province. And understand that those guys were able to survive if they would have taken the advice of this doctor. Have a look.
I'm not here in support of any particular bill. I run a not-for-profit, and I can't say yay or nay on my opinion. And what my personal opinion is muted, and I don't mind that. But I can condemn the politicization of your health, the politicization and the commoditization of the American citizens' health. Pennsylvania citizens' health is not a commodity. It is neither a monetary commodity, nor is it a political commodity. And shame on you if you have changed your position or held on to a position in the light of evidence from data, from studies that tell you that your position is wrong simply because you disagree with President Trump. Shame on you. You're hurting people. You're hurting society. You're destroying businesses. Shame on you.
That's actually not the one I meant, but we're going to get the other one. But that one's good. Shame on you. You know what he's talking about? He's talking about hydroxychloroquine. He's talking about the fact that if you give hydroxychloroquine to an elderly person before they get to the long-term care facility or before they get sick in the long-term care facility, they will be okay. If you get ivermectin early to people who are having the symptoms or even diagnosed COVID positive, if you get them that, they live. The elderly people do. I did a show on this. And doctor after doctor was reporting that even people in their 70s, 80s were recovering from COVID-19. It is not a guaranteed death sentence. It is not. If you have comorbidities, it's tougher. Absolutely. If you're in that high age bracket, it's tougher. But it's not impossible. If you have these simple drugs, but why aren't they using it? Because they have colluded. Because as Dr. Zev Zelenko said, the medical establishment is corrupt. I believe it's the love of money. The love of money has cost us everything. The love of money has taken common sense. It's taken making the right decision for the nation. And I don't know which part of this. I am sure that Dr. Bonnie Henry is making a good salary doing what she's doing. I bet we would be shocked how much it is. I also wonder if she, like others in this whole COVID-19, gets a certain allotment for talking the talk. I'm just asking, is there any disclosure on that? All of these funds that go to COVID-19 relief, when my friend on Facebook was offered a significant chunk of change if he would just commit, this was this last March or April, if he would just commit to doing the COVID-19 chit chat, if he would commit to that, he was going to get nice money for that. Thankfully, he said, yeah, no. Because anyone with integrity or character understands something else is going on. When you hear people like my friend Lizek Stozak from Poland, when you hear Pastor Art Pawlowski, who have intimate knowledge of communism, and then you understand how that is now being infiltrated, being pushed on every station, CTV, CBC, local radio, shut them off. Shut them off. Do you think that they're going to come on CKNW radio and tell you that only two people have died outside of a long-term care facility in British Columbia? Do you think they're going to tell you that? Not on your life. When CTV accidentally puts out info that helps it to all line up of how few people have died in all of Canada outside of long-term care facilities. You got 10,947 deaths in Canada. It's gone up since then, since November 15th. It's a month later. As of November 15th, 10,781 people in long-term care homes had died, leaving, if you do the math real quick, 166 people. 166 people in all of Canada. Do you hear what I'm saying? So when certain pastors begin saying that they're not going to open, they're just going to be obedient sheep to the government, I don't know. I thought we were supposed to be obedient to God. And I'm grateful for the pastors that are deciding, come hell or high water, they're going to be open as an essential service should be. And do you remember when I had the pastor recently from Steinbach, Manitoba on? Wasn't he incredible? He's a minister in that church. And he basically, he kind of just put it this way. He said, we wanted to prove to them it wasn't about COVID when they shut their church down. Because they had church in their building against the, you know, against the mandates. And this was approximately 3 to 4 weeks ago. Police came in. They issued them summons and gave them tickets, whatever they were. So what they did, they decided, all right, you're not gonna shut us down. All right, you don't want us to meet in this church, fine, but we will not stop doing what we know to do. So what did they do? They set up church in their parking lot. They set up all the sound system. The pastor was gonna be socially distanced. And he was gonna preach in the cold. Do you know how cold it is in Manitoba? The parking meters have to have parkas on in Manitoba. I am not lying. I have actual pictures of that on my phone. Like, it's so cold, the parking meters have parkas at the airport. So nothing's gonna stop those Manitobans. Nope, they're gonna have church. And guess what? Hey, we know the virus doesn't jump through glass and steel, so we'll just line up our cars in this parking lot and we'll have church. And you know what the police did? The police blocked the parking lot entrance so that they couldn't get in to have church. So you know what they did? They lined up down the highway. They sang. They were going to tow a truck. They got behind the truck and in between the truck and the tow truck, and they all just stood there. Do you know what they did? They didn't do what BLM would do. They didn't blow the truck up. They didn't light it on fire. They prayed. They just stood and they prayed. And we're going to have a little bit of that kind of Manitoba blood right now. We're going to have to pray. They're talking about lockdowns well into next year. And can I tell you something? They're saying that if you take the vaccine, don't be thinking that you won't be wearing a mask. You still have to. I'll be very curious to see how this plays out, because I thought it was going to be like, you take the vaccine and then you're free. That's how they force us to all take the vaccine. No. They want you to take the vaccine, then the second shot, which apparently really can have some adverse effects on your body. And then you still wear the mask. Don't think that you can't be a carrier, they're saying. So you take the vaccine, you still wear a mask. Nothing changes. Why? Because this isn't really about what they're saying it's about, is it? It's not. So when I was reading this morning in Matthew 24, where it says, Jesus in his own words in verse 4, he says, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming I'm the Messiah and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of birth pains. You know, when I gave birth to my kids, I was a terrible birther. I was just horrible. I won't get too personal, but my body did not do it well. So I had to have, you know, an epidural. And the birth pangs lasted 49 hours for my first. And I felt like I had been taken captive by terrible people and tortured. I did. I was traumatized by the end of that. And I'm not saying that these birth pangs that are beginning, are they beginning? What do you guys think? Is this it? Because my grandma, she thought the world was so bad, like in the 1930s, that she didn't think that her kids would grow up you know, before there was going to be the return of Jesus and we'd all be okay. And then my mom, she was talking about that. So I heard my mom preaching about that. And she said, you know, my mom thought it was so bad, but now it's really bad. And now we see that this is probably the end of times and my kids won't grow up. Well, I'm all grown up now. My mom's gone home, right? She graduated into her next journey. I'm still here. So I don't want to be like, yeah, the world's so bad. But I don't know how you guys feel. This is where I want to just share my heart with you. 2020 ushered in something I wasn't prepared for. I didn't see it coming, but all I know is when it hit, it was like paying one. When I went into labor with my son, my firstborn, I was excited. I couldn't wait for birth to hit because I just wanted that baby out. I was super huge and I wanted that baby out, but I was waiting for the pains, you know, and I'd go, oh, that was a little something. Was that it? You know, and then 2 days would pass, nothing. But then there came a moment when it was like, pow. And that was it. And that pow, it was not unmistakable. And I feel like 2020 brought us the unmistakable sound of the beginning of the end. I believe the birth pangs have started. COVID-19 was the opportunity for the beginning of the end. Now, the end is going to be amazing. I'm not asking you to be scared, and I'm not saying this so that you will be afraid. I'm just saying something weird happened. And I began to feel like everything that I've ever known is not what I thought it was. All the security in our Canadian freedom, the Canadian way of life. I mean, how many of you get a latte anytime you want? Or at least you did last year. The joy of our beautiful lives. We just get to go into any restaurant. Okay, let's go down. Our jobs are intact. Of course, we'd all like to be making more money, but we can live on what we have. And then 2020, and then the virus, and the huge fear as we saw it show up in January, with all those videos coming out of China and us not knowing what it was. And now we see that world leaders, we've got the Pope who wants to usher in his form of the one world order. He had a term for it. It's inclusive capitalism. That's it. That's his term for it. The movement towards not using cash at all, but a one world government. All of that is prophesied in the book that I love so much. But what is also said is, do not let your heart be troubled. So what are we supposed to do? So I've been doing a lot of thinking about that because I report on things and then people say, okay, but what can we do? What can we do? Who can we write? I think you should do that. Occupy until he comes. But let's understand certain things. There will be that which we can change through the power of prayer and through the power of our actions. But my friends, there's a whole lot that we can't change. When I needed to give birth to the baby, there was only one way for that little guy to get out of there, and that was through a lot of pain and hardship until the beautiful birth would deliver a child. that hopefully wiped away all the memories, and it almost has 30 years later. But the birth pangs, they came one after another, and we all hoped that this virus, you see, if this virus had been treated with the facts, we'd all be living life. We would have stopped. We wouldn't have gone into lockdowns to begin with. So all of you who've lost your businesses, that would not have happened. But because there's something else going on, because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, we are dealing with something very different and very sinister and very, very evil. That's what we're dealing with. And we have a whole side that doesn't want to believe it, that doesn't investigate, that has no discernment. I ask you for this, that you be the kind of people that absolutely read the facts with an open mind, that you don't be blind when it's right in front of you. When there is talk of depopulation, believe them. I find I do something, and I don't know if you do this, but if something's too bizarre for me to understand, I go, it can't be true. Like that. I've done that about a lot of things. I've done that about people. You know when you should recognize that someone's a sociopath, but you don't recognize it because it's so bad that you just think that can't possibly be true. No one's that evil. Does anyone really kill a lot of people? Like, no. What we're undergoing right now is an abusive relationship. An abuser always tries to confuse, move the goalposts for what is, change the information. An abusive person, if you've ever been in a relationship with an abusive person, you walk on eggshells, you kind of hope you become a person that's, you know, peace at any price. You try to appease them. We've gotten to that place. We're trying to appease. Like, what if we do this? What if we just wear masks? Then will this go away? Okay. What if we wear masks and get the vaccine? Will this soon go away? That's an abusive relationship. When Dr. Bonnie Henry can out loud, covered on MSM, did one reporter from CTV, CBC, Global, you pathetic reporters that report for Burnaby South, I've dealt with you guys. Did any one of you pathetic reporters think to up your game, to be a real journalist and ask, I'm sorry, Dr. Bonnie Henry, did I hear that correctly? How many people, Dr. Bonnie Henry, could you clarify, please? If there's any misunderstanding, how many people outside of the care homes with senior citizens in the last year or two of their lives, how many have died of the healthy population? And by the way, could you throw in a little bit more information? Of the two people that died outside of care homes, what were their comorbidities? Just anonymously, we don't need to, you know even what they are, but did they have comorbidities? Was it one or two? Were they already struggling with a heart defect, a lung issue? Instead, you got to have the little quivering voice. I'm just so sad that we have to go through a Christmas. It's not forever. It's not forever, but it's just this year. Maybe next year. We don't know, but it's just this year right now. Just wear the masks. Don't be selfish. You're all crazy. And I call foul. I call foul on what you've done to this country. I call foul, Dr. Bonnie Henry and Premier Horgan, on what you are doing to our province. How much is in this for you? I just want to know why.
What do you get out of the great global reset? What do you get?
We've got a majority government.
Majority government? What kind of machines were used in that, I wonder? What's going on? Who is paying who? You think we're stupid? Because we kind of think maybe you're not that swift. Maybe you're not that bright to be doing what you're doing. But something tells me it's actually about maybe something a bit more nefarious. That there's like there's a whole conspiracy among all of you. Because nothing makes sense. You tell me how it makes sense. You think what I'm saying is just like wrong? Go ahead. Set me straight. Send me an email. Hey, listen, Blondie, shut your trap. This is what's happening. You're totally wrong. These are the facts. They're different than what you're saying. You tell me that. Because I'll tell you what, I'm not going to stop speaking the truth. And the people that watch, the people that I'm engaging with right at this very moment and that will see this video and who love the truth, they're not fooled. And we're not going to comply with your orders of shutting down our freedom of speech, freedom of liberty, liberty of religion, freedom of conscience. Yeah, there's going to come a line in the sand. Most people, they're wearing masks, no problem. I got to wear a mask now to get in anywhere, or I got a big fight over the mask. But what's the line in the sand, everyone? Because that's where we're coming to. We're not supposed to be worried or having fear at this time, but I will tell you something. I believe the birth pangs, I believe they've started. I could be wrong, like my grandma and my mom. The world's so bad, this is all gonna end. But what it looks like is a bit apocalyptic when you've got massive fraud going on in the United States of America, massive. If you watch the whistleblowers on that election, and then if you actually look at their testimony, their sworn affidavits, did you see where one of them, there was an attempted killing, a murder, gunshots at one of the people that's coming out about the truth on the election? I'll try to get that for you next time, but they were literally shot at right in front of their home for speaking the truth. If you think that this is not all a big part of it, as the mainstream media silences all truth, you're very wrong. I'm going to close with this. I wanted to show about the Israeli peace deals that are staggering, and they are kind of basically yet another prophetic fulfillment in the book that I love so much. Israel and Morocco, a few days ago, agreed to normalize ties, Trump and Netanyahu say. While everyone has been demonizing Trump, in spite of all the work that he's done, he's brought in, I believe, 4 major peace deals in the Middle East where nobody thought that could be done. Say what you will, no one's ever been able to do that. That is a prophetic fulfillment as peace settles in. There's some things coming our way. So I'm asking you if you will stand. I'm asking you if you'll pray harder and you'll be tougher than you thought you could be. You're going to lose friends. You got to let it go. Some family will not want to speak to you anymore. I get it. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry they don't see, but when you see something heading your way at 100 an hour down the road,
You need to get off the road so you don't get hit. And if someone refuses to listen to you, you've done all you can do. There are those out there, and we need to begin to form our alliances. You need to get a Faraday case so that your phone is not being tracked and traced everywhere you go. And you need to understand what your rights are. And Rocco Galati is a great guy. I was looking again over his, suing the Ontario government. There is an initiation to sue the BC government and the powers that be at the top, Dr. Bonnie Henry. Those are good initiatives. We all have to do our part. I'm going to be here doing my part every single day that I can. As long as I have breath, I will speak the truth and I'll be honest with you. And I want to give you some really positive news, because I think we have to look at it from a positive position. And that is that I personally, I'm not in fear of the virus. And I'm not excited about wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and pestilence and viruses, because this was only COVID-19. I've already heard it put out there about COVID-21 or whatever they come up with. But here's the deal. Whatever you can control, get really good at that. If you can control your environment, if you can bring peace to your situation and you can walk in the power of faith, then you do that. Whatever I can't control, I always view it this way. That's in God's hands, because he's got the whole world in his hands. Right there, right in the palm of his hand. He's got it all under control. And remember, with one flick of his pinky, he can turn this whole thing upside down. It's up to him. The timing is up to him. President Trump being in the White House in January, the timing of how that all happens, that's up to God. We don't lose heart in the process. If you're all following that and you know you're rooting for Trump to be back in, just pray. He's got the whole world in his hands. And I want you to have some joy. And you know what? Once in a while, just pop yourself a bag of popcorn and put extra butter on it and watch the show, because this is epic. God is a God of the big finish. And we don't know when that is. Is that in 2 years? Is that in 10 years? Is the big final finale, is that 50 years when we're not even here and our kids are actually surviving all of that? I don't know. Birthing can take a while. I just, in my gut, I feel like we've seen the first birth pang. And nothing will ever be the same. And there's only one way through, and that's grit, determination, and faith. I'm not upset about what is going on. I am upset when people don't show courage. I just want to remind some folks who believe in that book I love so much that it's not just the adulterers and murderers who face judgment in an undefinably horrid manner. It's those who have no courage. The cowards, they're number one on the list. Don't be a coward, and you don't have to be. Stand strong. If you lose some friends, you're going to have to take it. Who cares? Approval addiction, no room for it. No room for any of that. There's only room for doing the right thing. I have bared my soul with you today. Thank you for joining me. I thank you for all of you who stand with me. Thank you for praying for me. New devils for new levels. If you think that I'm not facing an assault from the enemy? I am. Yeah. But I have a greater power within me. When I walk in a room, demons tremble. And that's because of who I walk with. And so do you. You walk with epic power if you receive it. So we don't have to be afraid. Once in a while, maybe you should take your Bible out for a little comfort. Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We're going to be here for a long time together, and we're going to face whatever's coming together. In the next month, it's going to be a trailblazing, knockout, drag out, incredible time. I'm believing for Donald Trump to be in the office in the United States of America. And I'm believing for every criminal, pathetic thing that has been going on in our government to be exposed. I'm believing for exposure in Canadian governments. You stand with me on that. Our prayer is powerful when it's together. And for those of you who are atheists, and I know you're out there because you write me, it's okay. It's pretty cool that you can watch and have literally zero faith, but somehow you feel comfort in communicating with people who believe and understand what's going on. It's crazy. Thank you. My email is lauralynlive@gmail.com. My website is lauralyn.tv. If you like what I do, if you believe in the course and the calling that I'm operating under, then help me to do that. Many of you have jobs and you can't say what I'm saying. I know that. I will speak. We've got a problem. We're going to address it together and we're going to stand together. I'm going to leave you with the Bonnie Henry clip again. And I think this is something that needs to be shared. If you go to my, I think we've put it up separately on YouTube, have we?
YouTube and Rumble.
We've got it up there. We'll put it on BitChute as well. The separate clip of Bonnie Henry so that you can share this. Share this far and wide. Dr. Bonnie Henry tells us staggering information. And yet, she's complicit in destroying our province. Take a look at this, and I'll see you next time.
The most tragic days we have had yet, where we've had an additional 28 people die from COVID-19, bringing the total number of people who've died in British Columbia to 587. And all but two of these people are elders and seniors who were in long-term care homes in various places across BC.
You know, it's not easy to deliver the truth of what our sick world is doing, but for some of us, we feel that we have no choice. Because if we are silent about these abominable things, then we are letting evil go unchecked, and we cannot do that. For those of you wonderful people who are writing me and are sharing your encouragement, I am deeply grateful. Thank you for all the letters that you've been sending. Thank you for the donations and the support. I found out that in order to speak the truth, you have to become very, very strong. If you would go to my website at www.lauralyn.tv, you'll find all of the ways that you can contact me. Remember, my friends, all is well. All is well. Thanks for joining me.